Hi, this is John Bingham with Bingham Flexil Services. Bingham Flexil Services represents Pamarco in the Midwest. What I'm going to talk about today is the formula that is used to recommend an analox roll volume for a coating customer when the coating customer measures the amount of coating being applied in thickness. So the first thing we need to know from the customer is how thick of a coating do they want to apply in microns. And we need to know whether or not that is a wet thickness or a dry thickness. The other thing we need to know is the percent of solids, particularly if they are going to measure the coating in dry thickness. And then the last thing is the transfer rate, which is determined by the method of application. In a direct gravure application, generally we estimate that 42% of the volume on the analox is going to be transferred to the substrate. In an offset gravure application where the coating is first transferred to a rubber-covered roll and then to the substrate, we theorize that 20% of the volume in the analox is going to transfer to the substrate. So the formula that we would use is we multiply 25,400 times 25,400. That gives us the number of microns per square inch, and then multiply that by the coating thickness, which will tell us the number of microns that will need to be applied per cubic inch. So 25,400 times 25,400 times 10, and then we would divide that by the percent of solids if we're looking to apply or measure the coating in dry thickness. So in this case, divide that number by 0.30. And then we divide that number by the transfer rate to determine the volume that's necessary for the application. So in a direct gravure application, we would then divide that by 0.42, which should give us a volume necessary of 51.2 BCM. So 25,400 times 25,400 times 10 divided by 0.30, which is a percent of solids, and divided by 0.42, which is the transfer rate.